So we learned yesterday up till page 28. There's no sifim over here. At the bottom of sif. We're going to have to do a lot of skipping around just to get the main toichen of the maimer. But where we left off yesterday, we spoke that the inyan of bitachen is rooted in the relationship and in the aspect of ava, of love. You know, the famous song that came out now that has really ripped through the Yidden in a way that I haven't seen in a very long time is the Od Yoter Tov. So in the first phase of that phrase of that song, it's Hashem Yisbarach Ohev Oti. What is the word over there? Tamid over there. V'yali Rak Tov. And the state in the Maimed over here. Why Yali Rak Tov? Why is it going to be only good? It's going to be only good because Hashem Yisbarach Tamid Ohev Oti. And that Liebschaft, which we learned yesterday, has three levels. In other words, there's the Liebschaft Mitzad the Midois, there is the Ava Mitzad the Midois, there is the Ava, there is the love that is Mitzad the Moichin, and then there is the Ava that is Mitzad the Etzem. And of course, a love that is reliant only on emotion is lacking endurance. Because it's very, very sensitive to any type. The love can get upset very quickly. You can upset the love. You can throw it off. If the love is dependent, is rooted in moichin. So moichin has the ability to go out of the immediate state of aggravation or whatever it is that upsetting it. And you can step away from yourself and think and see the big picture. Especially when he says moichin de gadlos. Because in moichin itself, there's various different targets. In moichin de gadlos, you can see the big picture. Can be done as all. You can be forgiving. Can be dan the person lekav schuz, and the Rebbe says even deeper. Not only can be dan the person lekav schuz, but adarabah the shtelz techavek and yanim zmatziv. You can actually have rachamim, yeah, tafka as a result of the person doing some kind of a provocation that got you upset, can lead you to a much deeper love. Why? Because you have more empathy, and because you put yourself into their matziv, and once you got more empathy, you actually feel their inyanim. You feel nebach. So it increases the love. However, the Rebbe says it's not necessarily absolute. Why is it not absolute? Because if I'm all consigned that you're malamet chus and you can't be malamet chus anymore, even that reaches a end. So therefore, the only ava that is absolute and can never ever be broken is ava atzmis, and that's the end of krisas bris. And the emes is that's really where we're going in right now. We're going into Chodesh Sivan, Rish Chodesh. The Alter Rebbe talks in the Maimonides in Parshas Bamidbar. Su'as Rosh Bnei Yisrael LeGilgaloisam. You got to lift yourself up to your Gilgalos. You have to lift yourself out of your head. You have to go to your Gilgalos. And what's the Gilgalos? The Gilgalos is L'mayla Matam V'das. The Alter Rebbe says that if a person is not in tune with that level of his neshama, in the craziness of your neshama, in that madness, in the L'mayla Matam V'das of the neshama, it's as if a person would be alive without their head. The Alter Rebbe says an interesting thing in the Torah this week. Ilu Yitzir, that they should find a medication, a kind of thing that you can detach a person from their own head. But what kind of nachmanis would that be? The Alter Rebbe says, if you're not tuning in to the Ava L'mayla Matam V'das, to your Gilgoyles is not the brain, Gilgoyles is the skull above the brain, then it's a very pathetic relationship. So there has to be L'mayla Matam V'das. Okay. And then also, that's what happened in Sivan. Sivan, the whole thing is the Nasav and Ishmas, L'mayla Matam V'das. It's fanatical. It's craziness. And then it's interesting. He says, Krisas Bris. So I remembered something, and I was thinking, Bris is Gematria 612. So 613, the whole Matan Torah is to be engaged with the Eidrish to L'mayla Matam V'das. The emes is, think about it, being a Yid of 613 mitzvahs with all the details requires enormous OCD, Batsim. Meaning, what you would look like from the side as OCD, but between is it's an ava atzmus, it's not in a painful way, but in a pnimiyistige atzmiyistige way of tainuk. Okay, fine. Okay, well, and then the bitachin on that level, in our relationship with the Eibush, there is our relationship with the ava. That's l'mayla matam v'das. Then the relationship is absolute. And then you can have absolute bitachon, and that's what he's going to round up at the end of the Maamar of Bitchu Bashem Adei Ad. That's the level of Ad. In Ad itself, there's too much there, but that's the level of Ad. Okay, let's see why. Well, to understand this Indian in our own avodah, Again, we're holding at the bottom of page 28. I'm going to skip around. I just want to learn one or two paragraphs there, and then we're going to go by it there. Klolus inyan ha-yitziyah min ha-meitzal ha-merchav, the general idea of going out min ha-meitzal ha-merchav, sharsha v'tchilosa hu begolus mitzrayim yitziyas mitzrayim. The time when Yidden went out of min ha-meitzal ha-merchav was begolus mitzrayim yitziyas mitzrayim. V'chol david ha-chayv adam liris ha-sat mekilu yatsim mitzrayim. V'haynu should be yitziyas mitzrayim hu ha-shoydish l'chol ha-geulus min ha-meitzal ha-merchav. That's the shoydish. And therefore, we can derive, when we look at Yetzias Mitzrayim, we can derive what does it take to go out of. What is he talking about going out of Min HaMeitzar? What is he talking about going out of Min HaMeitzar? Because that's the whole point of it. A person is having bitachon in the Eibishter, Adir Eibishter v'tmarilisnem in Min HaMeitzar el HaMerchal. That Hashem is going to take us out Min HaMeitzar, from any constriction that we're in. And it's going to work two ways. Bitachon in the Eibishter will take us out Min HaMeitzar el HaMerchal. And activating within ourselves some kind of a sedusa dilatata to tune into that. And that means that we, in our connection to the Eibishter, also go out of a Meitzar Digi connection and come to a place of a Merchav Digi connection, which he's going to explain is a journey into the essence of your neshama. Not a journey, but a leaping, because you can't go there in a journey. You can't go there through a seder. There's a certain, a dilug. It's a dilug of Pesach, as he says. The Kapitzalag voice. The Yetzias Mitzrayim comes through a dilug. So in our own going out, is in a state of dilug. The general avoid of a person is divided into three ways. Amida halicha v'dilug. Amida is to stand in one place, as they will see very geshmaka words in the next piece. But it doesn't mean that, because that wouldn't be considered avoida. But still, it's an avoida b'pchenas amida. Halicha means to walk, and dilug means to leap. And they all three are done with our feet. And what's the difference? You can say very geshmaka in the end. In amida, both feet are on the ground. In hiluch, one is on the ground with one. You pick yourself up, but you still have one foot on the ground. In a dilu, you're disconnected from the ground completely. And thus is there, the person breaks out of any type of limitation. And this sounds like very high, but be'etzem, you know, I think at a certain point in your life, you realize that these very, very lofty ideas of chassidus, in as much as we think they're not shaykh to us, but if you think deeply, to a certain degree, they affect us. Just come and say, we say we're a bunch of nobodies and we're not shaykh to anything is ridiculous. And it's an excuse not to do anything. But if you realize that not the lead is begging them, but when life itself, the Eibishter orchestrates life itself to actually push you into these, at least a shemetz mineu, something of these in yonim, taka take effect. And we have to realize that and appreciate that. That it's taka true regarding us, that there is in yonim that we've reached the dilu. Obviously we still have our work cut out for us. But it's important to appreciate that. So this is the avoid. The chlemis is given by Fanam. Amid the alicha v'dilut. Achidish the yitzis mitzrayim v'yitzis min ha-meitzar l'amerchav. Hu sh'avoid du b'b'chanas dilug davka. Ar rois gein f'meitzar, you need to tap, you have to do an inyan of dilug. O be the inyan hu, and the beer of the inyan is like this. The avoid du b'b'chanas amida, ein mashma shu oimid al makam echad. Haint vi nechten ne morgen vi haint. The einoit zloi shum ilu v'tisefes b'avoidasoy. That's not avoid. Doz loish ma avoid. The gam inyan amidu hu madrega b'avoidasadam. Moving from this, it's understood. The gamma mida mashma aliyam madrega la madrega. You're moving. Demu oimet tamed b'makam echad. Eino oived elikim. That's not oived elikim. Elu hu loy avodai. Umashem madrega zuba avodai nikra b'shem amida. If the person is advancing, and is an avodah, why is it called amida? Umashem shaliyos b'madrega sim lefi erech zu lezu. One thing is lefi erech the other. V'zehu atam shemalachim nikram b'shem oimdim. Malachim are called oimdim. K'ma shechasav v'nasata lucham ha'ochem b'ena oimdim e'elo. We have it in so many memorim of chassidus that they're not stepping away essentially from the level that they're at because everything is bahadraga. V'chein gam ha'neshamas k'ma shem lamayla. Neshamas as well. They're also called chay avaya asher madati lefonav as he brings. Nishum shaliyah sheba malachim ubinishamas. Talking about neshamas before they come into a body. Lamayla ha'n be'erech zelazeh. They're moving, and they're moving from within their own mitzias higher and higher. They're expanding their hasaga, and therefore they're expanding their their excitement, their attachment, but it is all, every madrega is linked up with the previous place. There has to be an increase. Epistaf the tzuleg. And this is the luchure daf zayin does the inyan fabrengens to bring a person to a state. Say, what's your achlata? Epis nemen. It could be a small, tiny little thing, but there has to be an increase. Epis echad. What? Where? No. Why is it called an oimet? Oh, so that's what I'm in a bitter in the process. I'm not going to read it inside because I want to get to the part. So what does he explain? He explains that. You see that like it says in the beginning of Samach Vav, everybody wants decides to learn Samach Vav. Question is how far you go. But the beginning of Samach Vav, this part usually is something that you get to. So there he explains the difference between two the seichel, where one seichel leads you to another seichel, and the aliyas in Gan Eden that are sheb erech zel zeh, where you're moving, and there he says you have to be toivel that aliyah shalay be'erech. But the aliyah is that you're using a seichel cut and like going through school. You go through preschool to bring you into elementary school to bring you into whatever, junior high to bring you into high school, and it's a mesifta. You're moving through from darga la darga, you're expanding your seichel. So one seichel leads into the next seichel. And then there is another type of learning where you have Rav Zeid at some 100 tanesim, or the Rebbe brings another gear, say here 40 tanesim, to forget Talmud the Bavli, so you can learn Talmud Yerushalmi. So the Rebbe says that what's the difference? When you have a seichel that is, When you're moving from level to level, it means that the bottom seichel that you've had definitely has a shachas to the one right on top of it. Because if it wouldn't have a shachas to the one right on top of it, then why do you need this seichel to introduce you to that? Now, simen, that's a stepping. Through here, you're going to be able to connect to that. Right? And if you continue with that cheshbon, so it's like a shalshelis, when you have a shalshelis where each link of this chain is connected, even to the bottom one. Not only is it connected, but each link is going into the space. Think about it. Each link is actually entering into the space of the other link. But that luchur is, and via all the links together, the bottom one is really in the space of the hecher. And the Rebbe says, very geshmak avot, of the loshon of here. He says, the reason, as long as you're moving within a certain seder v'hadraga, even one seichel is leading you to the next seichel, the bottom seichel is really nimtza, is really there in the higher seichel. Why? How do you know that? Because the very fact that you're not, we want you to recall the ABC so that you should understand whatever it is. So you need to recall that means that here's the thing. If you have a foreign object in your mind when you're trying to understand something, and there's something of foreign entity that's going to disturb, a foreign entity disturbs. The fact that this is not a foreign entity, adarava, it's supporting it, is a simen that it is nimtza. That's the word. The lower madrega is nimtza in the higher madrega. It's like, you know, when you have this kids, these cups where you have, you know, you can expand whatever they are there. How do they call them? You close it and open it, expand. A collapsible cup. So one piece goes into the other. So that's what it is. The higher seichel, l'chatchila, contained within it, the seichel below it, and the lower below it, and below it. And originally, they're all inside the seichel elyon, and that's the reason. If the seichel elyon would, if the seichel atachten, as you say, would be a foreign object, then it would be disturbing. The fact that it's not disturbing, even though you're maybe not consciously thinking it, but you built up based on that certain premises and certain ideas in order to understand so and so, is a simon that the lower concept is there betoich the hechad. It's selim. It comes out the fizah. Even when you attain that higher level, you're still an oimet. That's your answer. You're still an oimet because you never left. You're still standing with where you were. That madrega yu lechatchila there exists within the place that you're in right now. So even though, of course, you expanded on it, you developed it more, but you're still standing on that same on the essential yisayim. It's still bad sin. Therefore, the Rebbe said, the whole avoid of a person who's motivating himself in the Eibishter based on his seichel, based on his comprehension and understanding, it's all and it's all an oimed. And even if you're advancing, even if every day lens no chassidus and atifre fashtan and salib, then you're increasing in avoda.
But the avodah is all based on it's a leitzich b'min and seichelich farshtei besenayim. I'm understanding today better why Yiddishkeit, the Eibishter, is more valuable to me based on my understanding. It's an oimei, even though there's a gewaldige halicha, but the halicha is not a real halicha because you're taking with you wherever you were, you're still attached to it. That's the idea. To forget Talmud Bavli and go to Talmud Yerushalmi is a different avodah. In Yerushalmi, the fact that we tell you that you have to delete a pasha farges,
like
what? The
level before is not oimei, it's halicha. Dilug is to forgetting completely.
No. That's all the Rebbe says. That's not dilug. That's still oimei. It's all called amida. Because the Rebbe says if you're not moving, you're not even an oimei. It's interesting. That's what he said. An oimei means you're moving. But since where you're moving is be'erech, where you were before, so you never really left the earlier mandarin. So that's the bottom to start. That's an oimei. So what's a mahalach? Oh, but Talmud, when you say that when Zayda started learning Talmud Yerushalmi, it was a complete different style of learning, a whole different premise of understanding, a whole different experience of seichel that had nothing to do with what he learned before. But other students, like the thing that Aiden also, the Neshama needs to forget. The Neshama needs to forget Chizah Dahai Alma, as the Rebbe explains. And forget Sinalos. Yeah, to delete. Because if there's any bit of that experience, it's jamming the mind. It's impeding. It's hurting it. Okay. So this is what he explains in the next piece. Okay? So I want to skip that for now. And now let's go to page 31. In a Tachlis, it is a Neshama Beguf. Like you see in the top page, let's just learn the top line here. Because that madrega tachtein is still there in the elyon. And that is nisht avek fin ir. He never went away. You're still standing at that level. Now the tachlis of the yiridus of neshama beguf, that the neshama should start becoming a mover. The neshama lifnei yiridasa hu bebchinas amida. The neshama before it came down with all the hasagas it had in Gan Eden, with all of its spiritual experiences, it was all b'chinas amida. Va'yidei she'yered this lamata on top of page 31. Through this, that the neshama comes down below, as the nasa b'chinas mahalach, the neshama becomes a mover. V'zeh nasa, and this happens kashanim es kasheres al yedei anefesh abahamis imaguf. It's gewaldic. In order to push the neshama out of its comfort zone, the neshama is going to have to be stressed out. It's an amazing thought. The neshama is going to have to be stressed, and only the stress is going to stress the neshama out of its comfort, and is going to force the neshama out. In other words, there are certain, you see in education and the movement, that if you don't stress out the situation, you're not going to get results. What?
Friction.
Yes, that's going to be it. And that's the friction. The friction is the Eibush that throws the neshama into a nefesh bahamis and a maguf. The neshama and guf, the neshama is too lofty to animate a body. So we need a medium. So there has to be a nefesh bahamas. Through the nefesh bahamas, it gets miskasheres. And I think miskasheres doesn't only mean attached over here, it becomes entangled to a certain degree in the guf. The neshama feels the constrictions of a world. A neshama is a very high, deep, free entity, and when life starts weighing down on it, and the person experiences frustrations and hang-ups and you get dragged into things that you feel is pasnish for the neshama, and so on and so forth. All of this creates enormous anxiety on the neshama. The Zegoidim law, and this causes, and again, as has been shared over here, where you can see, especially with children that have a problem with the communication, where you can see how the neshama is absolutely stressed by the body not being able to convey the neshama, and there's mamash entrapment. Right? So, but there you see it, but really it's a marshal for our own neshamas, how trapped our neshamas are. The Zegoidim law, shetetzam and meitzav agbolus aguf, and that causes the neshama to go out of this meitzav. Why? Oh, so first thing, it causes the neshama gets frustrated, one second, the neshama gets frustrated, three madregas. First it gets frustrated with the meitzadim of the guf, because the guf is very demanding. Now this doesn't mean, as I know we spoke so much about self-care, so the neshama abandons the guf and doesn't take care of itself. Adarabah, as the Rebbe teaches us in all the letters, that if you're going to be taking care of your body in the right way, you're actually going out of the mitzadim of the body. Because a body's mitzadim is that he wants to be unhealthy. It doesn't want to, but that he gravitates to instant gratification, which that's a very unhealthy lifestyle. So if you're actually disciplining yourself and going out of the mitzvah of the goof, you can actually take care of your body and do what the taka needs, not overly whatever. So, but that's the first thing. The neshama wants to get out of these constrictions. V'zeh goyim gam chetetzim agbolas and nefesh bahamas, which lifts it up also from a more different agbola, the agbola of the animal soul, which is also a hagbola. But here's the main nekuda. V'atcha neshama tis'ala ma'hagbola shalah. Once the neshama is in breaking free mode, it breaks out even of its own hagbolas. Ma'ameitzer d'atzma. The neshama's own mitzvah. Why? The lifnei yiridasa beguf. Before the neshama came down in the body, in the afshi he atzma gam came be mitzvah agbola. Even though the neshama lengths is in a mitzvah and agbola, mekol mokim the neshama has a constriction. Mekol mokim a kivin shazal mitzvah shelah. It's like ain adam roya mumei atzma. The person will never see his own deficiencies. That's the way we are. So. We don't notice it until we see it on someone else, like the Rebbe tells us. And the reason we see sometimes negative things about someone else so that we can fix it in ourselves. So the neshama doesn't feel its own mitzadim when it's a free-spirited neshama. Doesn't feel it. It's happy with it. It thinks that it's because it has a saga and a first state and a gate and other thinks it's mamish, thinks it's in Gan Eden. Tak is in Gan Eden. It's the Frieden in Gan Eden. So for that, look at this. The Rebbe Geshmak averted him. Makom makom ikimun shezeh ha-meitzah shalom ein hi margeshes shehu meitzah. The neshama doesn't feel that it is a meitzah. When the neshama becomes enclosed in a body, in an animal soul, and in a guf, or my geshe says a meitzah shall a guf, that the neshama definitely feels. Vazdos is a fremder meitzah. This is already an external. This is someone else's meitzah. And although it's a meitzah that's being slapped on the neshama from the outside, then the neshama breaks free. Once the neshama needs to make a jailbreak, it breaks out completely, even from its own boundaries. Because in order to break out of the goof, it has to somehow draw forth volcanic energy to erupt, and in that eruption, it breaks out of everything. Mamish, this is the nekuda of the famous maimer from the Alter Rebbe, Mayim Rabin, where the Alter Rebbe explains why dafka avoda bal esek is so much greater than the avoda of a, because the avoda of a yoshev oil, someone who sits and learns, someone who's living in spirituality all his life, doesn't feel mitzarim because he feels good. But Dafka, the one who's a minametzah, like the famous teaching of the Alter Rebbe about Vasne and Enu Ukol, that Dafka the Sne that doesn't have how to express itself at all, it is burning with an unsatiable desire, and that's the nekud over here. That Dafka, the stress of the body and the stress of the mitzadim, and again in our own lives and the added stresses we have in our shlichus and so on and so forth, it provokes a very, very deep yetzia, a commitment to life, a commitment to Yiddishkeit, a commitment to the Eibishter, a commitment to your shlichus on a level that transcends all reason and logic. And that's, and dafke in that beyond logic, there's to ain't mit Eibishten. Because the only way to become one with the Eibishter is to break out from limitation. That's the challenge. The challenge is that a nivra, or of course we're chelik l'kamim al mamish, but we're set in a setting of being a creation, and we're marrying, and we need to become basar echad. We need to become one entity with the Eibishter. That's b'ligvul. And the only way one can do that is arroyz fin seichel. So it's so interesting because you're dealing with Chabad Chassidus, and dafke Chabad Chassidus is demanding so much that the avodah should be l'mayla min amoichen. What do you need moichin? You need moichin because that itself has to come down in your pneumias. So you need your moichin and so on. But the ikad the avoida should never be a methodical, calculated avoida. The avoida has to be driven by a certain high madness of the neshama. Okay. Now, the Rebbe says, what is this constriction? Let's learn one more piece over here and then we'll skip again. The neshama's own meitzar is the
Meitzar is the hagbolus of its own seichel and its midas. The kasha yitzas ma'hagbolus ha'seichel v'amidas. When the neshama goes out of its own hagbol of its own intelligence and its own emotions, azu bebchinas mahalach. Then the neshama becomes a goer. The avoided the seichel and midas or avoided shal pitam v'das. That's what it means. An avoided that's based on understanding, appreciation, and so on. The kasha yitzas ma'hagbolus ha'seichel v'amidas. The avoided l'mayil matam v'das. Azu bebchinas mahalach. Then the neshama is moving. The avoided shal pitam v'das bebchinas amida. It's all a station. You're stationary. Shulchein aliyah shebezem lifi erech. Like we said earlier, it says the name of the bezek siv roiv shanim yadiu chachma. The more you learn, the more you know, and that and which means you're building on everything that of your past that is increasing a person's expertise and his knowledge. Like you have, you know, these professors that come in. I've been teaching, you know, whatever for 50 years, and I've accumulated an enormous amount of knowledge. All right, so that's all an accumulation, which that accumulation means that there is a shaychus. There's a constant connection between when you were very young and you began your exploration and when you reached a full maturity of mind, but it's all one connection. All these years. It comes out that even now you're still standing in that place. And therefore it's called Amida. Lamaila completely from reason. The Hainu has a gate of Ekin Gansen from Tam Vidas. That's why it's called going. And avoided that's lamayla matam v'das who tachlis siridus on neshama lamata. That's the reason the neshama came down below. Shnei tachlis avoided shi'ibu b'chinas mahalach. Fine. Now the Rebbe says very, very special. He says now, but even beyond your reason, which a person wants to go out of reason, go out of his own limitations of his mind, and we'll translate that in simple everyday life. Right? Our mind tries to rationalize with us all the time regarding many things in our Yiddishkeit, in our whatever, in our Chassidishkeit, in our basics. You know, Chitas Rambam is a very basic. And we're exhausted a lot of times. And we, you know, whatever. The Seichel says, okay, you know, you've gotten dine. You have enough credits for today to give yourself an excuse. You were busy, you took care, you had a situation in your community all day long, you were doing, you're exhausted. It's a very simple cheshbon, and you go to any rav anywhere besides the Lubavitcher rav, and you explain to him, it's on my case, up my it's a seichel de gezach. But sif kusav, as you're sitting in bed and you're making that decision at the gate that I in the bed, fathers can end the rambam or whatever. I don't know, everybody in the fiyan yon, I don't know, whatever it is. When you're ready to do that and you're ready collapsing and you're sitting there and you make a cheshbon, that you realize that the inyan, the rebbe's inyan of chitas rambam is much more of a sif kusav. And if it's much more of a sif kusav, it deserves to push it even higher than where my seichel says at poisav. The value of it is still here. It has a certain, which means you can negotiate with it. Then you understand that, you know what, I got to push it. No. To have an discussion with the Rebbe just with the limitations of my seichel is foolish. So the Rebbe says, al pi seichel, you convince yourself that it's much bigger than your mind, and therefore you push yourself beyond your seichel. It's talking you get out of, you're ready in bed. You push it, get out of bed, and you sit down, and you finish up the shiurim that you had to do with koiches that are like crazy. You don't even know where you're taking it. You're so collapsing, and you do it. But it's a mochama. The Rebbe says it's a mochama. It's hurting you. It's bothering you. You feel that tension. You feel like you overcame it. So there is this sense that you pushed yourself beyond your seichel and beyond your mind. So it's taka higher than seichel. It's higher than the limitations of a nivra, of a limited being. But since it's still coming from your seichel, it's craziness. But it's craziness that was involved with a certain choice that you chose to be crazy. So the Rebbe says this is already called the mahalach. You're moving because you're moving with an energy that's beyond limitation. But It's still connected to yourself. So just the Rebbe says, what is higher than that? What's the real inyan of hiluch? What's the real inyan of, sorry, of diluk? What's the leaping? What's the real level of being lamailam and atam das lagamri? The real level of diluk is that you're not even sensing in any way. You're not even sensing in any way that you're doing it
that you're choosing to do something, but rather under, like it says in Chassidus, andish kedusha. It's not even shaykh to be anything else. You cannot not. It says, I cannot go to sleep. It's not shaykh. I can't. Why can't I? Because as I said this last night, Rabbi Korf was telling the stories of his father, Rabbi Pinya Korf, after when he was already in he was 4 months, he wasn't even here conscious. he was in. And then when the moment he opened up his eyes, the moment he was like tuning back into earth, the first question was, oh, it's like, and he it's like such a crazy commitment that doesn't even have any explanation of Pesachal at all. It's not shy. Why? Because this is your mahos. This is who you are. No, there's a certain opening up of depth of reaching into your etzem. The dumit and eibishin, or you with Torah and mitzvahs, are totally one. And therefore, cheshbonos don't even come into consideration of it. There's nothing even to calculate. Not shy is any different. You know, when the fires were in Los Angeles, so there was a moment that there was a scare in La Brea, because the fires were mamish. You could see it. There was a moment there was a scare, and my son called me, and he said, "Oi, Ta, you know, you should get ready. You should leave." Okay, I like sensation. I like sensation. Action. So I said, "Okay, maybe." I started. I looked. I went to the gas station. The gas station was packed. And then, okay, yeah, no. And the one thing I didn't want that everybody's going to be running panicking, and then it's going to be mamish like crazy if the whole city is going to decide to go out. So we decided to leave. I went and I took the Sefer Torah from the shul and I left. And at the time I left, it was already, you know, it seemed like it was, but I realized I'm acting crazy, but I'm choosing to act crazy. And what I was afraid was that there's a moment where the Rebbe says the real craziness happens when you're running away in the mother's l'chaim, when you're actually running, because there's a death threat, Rahman al-Atlan, and you're actually running, then you're running not with any cheshbon, then you're just running with madness. And that level of madness, that's a real, that's toifus, the entire etzem of the person. So my son was in Fairbanks, Alaska, so this a few months ago, this was his first like big challenge on Shlichus. He had his, it was midwinter, and he had someone pass away, a yid passed away. So he needed to, they needed to bury him. So, he's a kohen, so that makes it extra challenging. But in addition to that, he's trying to figure out how's he going to bury him. They told him they don't bury him in Fairbanks, because it's freezing cold, and the ground is frozen. So he can't bury anybody. So, okay, so he said, what is he going to do? What do? They leave the person in the freezer for now. And then afterwards, now in the summer, they can, now it's starting to warm up, you can do it. Anyways, he found out that the natives, they do our kodesh. They also have this, somebody that they want to do kodesh right away. And what do they do is, they put fires on the ground for a long time. And through the fires, they melt, they it gets soft on the ground, it's like for a day or two, they burn. And then they're able to do a kodesh. So he tried to get people to do it. No one wanted to do it. So bottom line, he had two, three chevra who came. One guy, Be'iker, a trucker, and this guy, and they said they're going to do it. They dug. It was 20, minus 20. They're digging and digging and digging and digging and digging and digging for hours and hours until they were able to get in. They kept on running back to the car to warm up. Okay? So this is going on for hours. After 5-6 hours, they finally dug the thing. Shut. There's a thing. And what happens? Boom! They hit something. What do they hit? There was someone that was buried there.
Nothing.
No one hit. So I remember he calling me at that moment. He says, "Ta, what are we?" I said, "What are you going to do?" He says, "We're going to come back tomorrow." I said, "We're going to dig tomorrow again." I said, "You're crazy." He says, "What am I going to do? Let the person be cremated." So what is that? That's a cheshbon you're choosing. It's not. It's like he said to me, "What am I going to do? Abreda haber." There were once chassidim that the Rebbe sent to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and who were they? I don't remember who they were. There were like three or four. What?
I think I was one of them.
Oh, you were one of them. You know the story. So who was the one who said? Rav Moshe asked, "Vosatech kahalten in Rusla? Vosatech kahalten in Rusla?" What?
I didn't.
Oh yeah, I think it was nothing. So each one gave a reason. There's one said the Fabregans, because Ramosha knew what it was like to be in the communists. He understood it. And he couldn't figure out what is holding on, what is holding on to these people? What is giving them that strength? How do they make it? It doesn't make any sense. So he asked, the one that said the Fabregans, the other one said the Rebbe, Abdecharev, and then one of them said, and then Ramosha really liked this, he says, no, what's the matter? Abreida, you know, Abreida do we have? Abreida. This is what we're, it's not shayach anything else. That's craziness. It's pure. It's lamayla matam v'das. Dafke that is etzam haneshama, and dafke etzam haneshama lifts a person up to a connection to the Eidishter himself, not to any madreges of elokus. And dafke from that, and that's what the Rebbe says is real bitachim comes from. Bitchu b'Hashem adei ad. Ad, he says, is what does ad mean? The pashto just to close the. What does ad mean? Ad means Meloshen Hefsek, right? Until here, ad pleisav. Until you can come, like Matan Kleider, there was a Hagbala Sahar. Until here, you can come. So ad is Meloshen Hefsek. So we said it earlier that say that Ishtalshalos, the whole order of evolution of worlds, where one comes from the other. So there's no end. You're not ending, because from each level, you can move on to the next level. Where do you reach an end? Where Elukus is lamaila meseder ishtalshelus legamri, where Elukus is infinite, ein soif. There the gap is. So there is a certain place in the terminology of the Maimer. Once you get higher than Sfiras and you get the Keser, the hefsik between the Chabad, between Seichel and Keser, that's the point of Ad, because over there, further than that. There's no connection to what was before. That's Ad. Oh, so when it says Bitchu b'Hashem Abdei Ad, what does that mean? Believe, trust in the Eibishter by connecting to where, to what's beyond the point of Hefsek. You know, bond yourself to what. It's like, it doesn't mean stop where you can't go further. It means get to the other side of the boundary. Get to the other side of the Ad. It's like Baruch Cohen, Prince Baruch Cohen, the lawyer, and he once was going crazy with me when he heard that the Rebbe said, "What's Ni'ilah?" He says the whole world understands that Ni'ilah means Adreishta is closing the doors. Adreishta famachtet here, and therefore you're hopping around, you're diving to the Eidishta there seconds before he closes the door. He says, "But then I saw the words from the Rebbe, Fakert." It's not really what's in the Zohar. That you saw that the Eidishta closes the door, but Yidna on the inside, not on the outside. The Eidishta famachtet here, it shuts, he sends out all the malachim, he sends out every entity. There's no one there but Yidna, we're on the inside. So Bitchu b'Hashem adei ad means get to a place where God say that Ishtalshelus of the Ke'endik has ended, and you're on the other side. But even an ad, there is ad v'ad b'chlal. And there's ad the loyal klal. So ad the ad the klal means that you're going past, you're going to a place that's higher, that's ein soif, that's higher than Seder Ishtalshelus. But that place is takabi, it's hechef and dain seichel, and therefore, in terms of madreges above, it's lamaylam and olam, as the Rebbe refers to it over here. He calls it soiviv klalim, right? That we learn. There's mamala klalim is a Seder Ishtalshelus. This is Soiviv Kalama, this is believable. Oh, but the Soiviv Kalama, which is believable, has a shaykhis to Shtalshis. And therefore it's there was a hefsik, but even above the hefsik, the Seder Shtalshis exists really there in a very, very, like in Keser, is existing, all the other spheres are really existing in it. Oh, but really, where do you need to go to? You need to go to Ad V'loyat B'chla. And what is that? To go to a place where it's a garnishda, right? There's no shachas at all to say the Ishtalshelus. And that's Atzmus himself, the very, very essence of the Eibishter. And Yidden, each and every one of us is mushrash in that place. And how do we open ourselves up to that place? Is through, interesting, through the Meitzar. Dafka through the constrictions that we feel. And dafka when we go through, and yet there is a stubbornness, there is an akshonis, there is a certain state as a zoi and nisht andish, that Yiddishkeit and my shlichus and whatever it is the inyanim that we're doing is not negotiable. There's no even discussion. These inyanim are like, and again, to live that way, like we said before, like I gave example of what you said last night about your father. It's like that's to be there completely. You know, to be there in every part of your being is super cool. And I don't know if everybody can do it, but there should be in each and every one of us, and that should be. If you look and you'll see, if you're just barely surviving, and you're in it, that means that there are certain inyanim where we tap this emes. And once we tap this emes, then the bitachin automatically can come to a place where what? Where you know that since you're mekusha with the Eibishter, with the neskashus atzmus, then what's going to be? What's going to be? Svet zicher zayin gut. It's not even shaychus to be any other way. Because your bond has no cheshbonus at all. So mitzad the Eibishter doesn't even have any cheshbonus at all. And that's where bitachin comes down to a place where it's going to be good, good. And again, maybe this year is a special Nesinus Koyach for that idea of having bitachin a day ad, because it's ayin dalet shana, and therefore there is So the bottom line of all of this is, as was, met adurichfin. And we have it in us. And we have, and it's who we are and what we are. I'm Kshei Yodef, deep connection, an absolute connection, and we go on with fervor, with energy, with excitement, and zauze with an atzmi yestiga farbun. Moshesim Mashiach mamash now. Take the yamash. Amen. But that's land in the Maimer. You have to really learn the Maimer. It's a long Maimer. But yeah.
That's for Klal Yisrael in general. That's what? Every year. The most normal year with the normal life. His neshama is in HaNefesh HaBamis. He has all these things. But when you're talking about parents who have special needs children, who are mamish putting through and can't do and have to do things they would never do because they're going to games and this, and they're pushed not. That they get even they get
the mena made side is
they
much
get
bigger.
They get the deal much quicker.
Yes.
We get the shout out.
I mentioned
to
that yesterday. I met that. I mentioned. Yeah.
Moshe grew up in Russia. I was in Minsk. And Moshe's daughter and son-in-law, Rabbi Tendler, came to a conference.
Yes.
So he came. He always used to call Rav Shem Tov to arrange for him and me or whatever it was. There was nothing there. Came to the airport, so Al Bachim came, and the other guys were there, and they want. They're like, "Why you guys?" You know. Yeah. Rabbi Shem Tov told me Rabbi Guzman sent me the Bachim. He came with us. His wife saw what's going on. She because she remembered when she left as a little girl, it was closing down everything, and she saw the revival. It was for her, the whole thing.